welcome to the show. Today I'll be talking to Denise about my travels overseas, going overland from Asia to England.
Helen, I'd like to hear about your travels in 1969. They sound very exciting.
Yes, Denise. My girlfriend Jan, she organised the whole trip, and we went overland through Asia and Europe to London, and she advertised in all the papers in all the states in Australia to get the people that were interested in going, because you had to have them that they didn't matter how long it was going to take to get to London, because we took 7 months.
And they paid their own way?
Yes.
And were there men and women?
Yes, men and women.
And how old were they? All sort of in their 20s or?
Yes, they were all up to early 30s, and one was 41.
Right, and maybe if you could take us through a little of the travel. You started off in Melbourne?
Yes, we took the Comma bus, we put it on the Oriana, and we went to Hong Kong, Singapore, and got off at Sri Lanka. Well, it was Colombo then, but Sri Lanka now. And we went overland through India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, through Asia and Europe.
And can you tell me about some of the places that you saw, like in Colombo? What was it like?
Oh, it was very nice and very tropical, so it's quite a good atmosphere. And we went to a game park there, and we had a young chap that came in the land in our Comma bus with us as a ranger to show us around. You had to have somebody to show you around. Anyway, we got to the river and we all went in there and bathed and swam in the river, and later on he told us that the crocodiles come down there at that time of night.
And so, whereabouts was this?
In Colombo.
Yes. And from there you went to?
India.
And some of the experiences you had in India?
Oh, well, the Taj Mahal was lovely. And we went to a restaurant in one of the towns one night, and we were right upstairs on the balcony, and all the people, just a sea of people, all on the road just looking up at us. And you just waved and they just waved back again. And when we came down to go back to the bus, they just paved a way through the whole crowd for us, because they were fascinated seeing the bus and white people.
And did you have any problems with the language?
No, there was always somebody in the crowd that could speak English, so we didn't have any problems.
And then from India you went to?
Pakistan.
And what was that like?
Oh, that was all right. They were walking around with their guns on their backs then, because there's always been trouble between India and Pakistan.
And how long did you spend in Pakistan?
Oh, a couple of weeks.
And then, if you can take me through the travels from Pakistan to?
Well, in Afghanistan, we stayed at an army barracks one night, because we camped all the way, and these young soldiers were on guard for us, looking after us all night with their guns, protecting us. So that was quite something.
An adventure.
Yes.
And how long was that into your trip? Was that sort of 3 months, 2 months when you got to Pakistan?
Oh, about 3 months.
Okay. And then from there you went on to?
Oh, we went through Turkey. And Turkey was my favourite country.
And why was that?
Because the weather was beautiful and the ruins were lovely. Ephesus and all the ruins were lovely. And we're sitting on the beach having our wine and lunch every day. It was just a pleasant 3 weeks. And everything was rather cheap in Turkey. Your money went a long way.
So you camped under the stars sometimes on the beaches?
Oh, yes. We slept everywhere. On a dike in Holland.
And what was that like? Different?
Oh, that was different. On chairs, in trains, everywhere we slept.
And then
in rubbish tips.
That's right. You told me about the rubbish tip. Tell me a little bit more about the rubbish tip.
Well, that was in Delphi. In Greece, we camped. We couldn't find anywhere to go, and we didn't want to have to change any more money. So we didn't want to have to pay for any accommodation or any camp fees. So we went to Delphi and we stayed in the rubbish tip.
And tell me about that experience.
Well, the smell wasn't too good, but the view was beautiful.
So
it was a lovely view.
And what was the view of?
Oh, just the landscape. It was just all mountains and everything. It was just a beautiful view.
How many nights did you spend there?
One, I think.
Right.
One.
And then you went from Turkey to?
To Iran.
And what was Iran like in 1969?
Oh, it was all right. It was all right. They liked their sweets. And at 4 o'clock every day, they go out for tea at 4 o'clock and have a big plate of cakes. It was lovely.
Was it?
Mm.
And as a female traveller in 69, did you come across any problems or any issues at all?
No, but one of the girls was a blonde and she used to have to cover up her hair all the time if you were a blonde.
Born free as the wind blows.
And then you went to London, is that what you...
Yes, we got to London.
And then what happened when you got to London? You did some more travelling for how long again?
Oh, well, I worked in London for a while.
Yes.
I worked at Selfridges selling toys. And then we decided to come. We bought an old Hillman for £25 and travelled 6,000 miles around the England, Scotland, Ireland and Wales for 3 months. So that was quite good.
And then after that you went?
Well, then we decided to come back home to Australia, but we came home on safari across the Sahara, right down the middle of Africa on a 6 month safari.
So you did another 6 months and,
yeah,
and went through the Sahara Desert.
Mm.
So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, at Victoria Falls, I walked too far over the bridge, me and a couple of other girls, and we crossed the line we shouldn't cross. And we were arrested at gunpoint and marched into the sentry box. And they were quite nasty to you. And I was quite amused because I was very young and didn't realise how much danger it really was. Anyway, they let us go. And your passport was left at the border just in case anyone did go missing, they'd know who it was.
Yes. And then you went down, did you work in Johannesburg?
Yes, sorry? I worked there for 8 months and then I came home by ship.
And what was how did it strike you in 69, the racism and apartheid, was that?
It was quite a shock because you see the signs up everywhere, whites only, and that gives you quite a shock.
Mm.
It took a bit of getting used to. But we didn't have any other trouble there. I didn't see any trouble.
And then after that you came back to Melbourne?
Yes, came back to Melbourne.
And what was that like after such a, a wonderful adventure?
Oh, well, I was quite down for quite a while after being occupied for so long. It was quite depressing, really.
Yes. So have you done any more travel since that big adventure?
Oh, I've been on a couple of cruises and been to Ayers Rock on a bus trip. And that's about all.
So would you like to travel again?
I'd like to.
Any place that you could think of that you'd like to go to?
Oh, around Australia.
Mm.
In comfort.
In comfort, so you don't think you'd like to do the camping under the stars?
Well, we slept on rocks and on shingle beaches and everywhere, and that didn't matter when you were young.
Yes.
Didn't affect you.
So gone are those days, but you'll always have the memories.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Denise.
That's great. thank you for that, Helen. It's been quite intriguing to hear of those adventures. So thank you very much for sharing.
Thanks, Denise. Well, that's all for today. So thanks for listening, everyone. And thanks to Denise for helping. Goodbye.
Born free, as free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart.